An ISIS bombing plot in Germany was foiled by some unlikely heroes. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll look at stories of courage in a community riddled with trauma from the Syrian civil war. The gospel is playing a big part in providing hope. You'll also hear about a strategic ministry move that'll advance sign language Bible recording. It's the good news of Christ in action behind today's headlines. Last week, three Syrian refugees in Germany helped capture a fellow refugee and ISIS sympathizer who was planning to bomb a Berlin airport. His captors are being hailed as heroes. E3 partners Matt Morrison was just in Germany on a mission trip working with refugees. Morrison says he witnessed the ongoing trauma refugees are dealing with, especially in conversation with one Syrian father.
He went on to explain how his wife had to be revived as they were crossing the Aegean Sea, how his children were sick, and how both his parents and his wife's parents had been literally blown apart by the bombings there in Aleppo. They had been in Germany for 9 months, but you could still just see the tears welling up in his eyes, the fear, kind of the sense of relief that they were finally safe. And this coming from a man who used to build cell towers all over the Middle East, and now this family is living in basically a room the size of a dorm room. Just absolutely devastating.
Through these conversations, the team connected refugees with German Christians and shared the gospel.
We were able to invite them into one of the local churches where we were able to feed them, actually worshiped with them, got to celebrate with them, and got to share Christ with them.
If you'd like to join a mission trip to Germany with E3 partners, learn more at missionnews.org. Hurricane Matthew devastation continues to take its toll on the people of Haiti. 81 Compassion International Church partners and child development centers are temporarily closed due to damage, and more than 5,500 Compassion-assisted children have been affected. Three children, 13 caregivers, and five siblings have died as a result of Hurricane Matthew. Edouard Lesegue says the priorities are short-term food security and providing cleanup and repairs to partner churches to shelter displaced families. The local church also serves an essential role in the spiritual and emotional care of the children.
When a disaster like that happens and lives of those children are so disrupted, that it is extremely important for them, for the children, to actually find the opportunity to regroup, for them to come back to their gathering place where they can meet with other children, where they can be protected, where they can be cared for, even if it's just for a few hours a day.
Christian counselors work with the children and their families as they deal with the emotional trauma of loss. People can provide support to Compassion and their local church partners. At missionnews.org, you'll find prayer points and ways to give. And finally, Deaf Bible Society and their ministry partners have a goal to see a portion of Scripture available in every language by 2033. And every language includes sign languages, but out of around 400 sign languages in the world, none of them have a complete sign language Bible recorded. Deaf Bible Society recognizes that to really get after these sign language scripture projects, their ministry needs to expand, and that's where Arlington, Texas comes in. J.R. Bucklew, president of Deaf Bible Society, says the ministry is relocating from New Mexico to Texas with gospel advancement projects in mind.
We recognize that in order to address these issues, that we're going to need to see a growth of personnel that can act as translation consultants for sign language projects, that can handle project development, that can help manage projects, that can help do relationship management so that we can see these projects funded. Pray for us as we figure out the details, as we get moved into an office space, that it would just be a seamless process. And then also, you know, pray for us that the Lord would continue to bless the Bible Society financially so that we can reach more deaf people with the gospel.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachunda Padidi. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.